Writer Langston Hughes was born 100 years ago today. He is celebrated as the poet laureate of the Harlem Renaissance decades ago. But NPR's Verda Mae Grosvenor hears Langston Hughes speaking to a new generation.
My granddaughter Charlotte likes to make up games. She has one she calls Deadline. To play Deadline, you need a phone, lots of pencils, pens, papers scattered about. And when the toy phone rings, you say, I can't talk now. I'm on deadline. One day, among some of Charlotte's deadline papers, I found a Langston Hughes poem, and it was in Spanish.
En tiempo de la lluvia.
Charlotte learned the poem in time of silver rain in the first grade.
En tiempo de la lluvia, alzan sus alas de sedas las mariposas para contemplar el arcoíris.
Her teacher was surprised that I was surprised that Langston Hughes' work was in a bilingual elementary school textbook. I went on and on and on to Charlotte about how important Langston Hughes was. She groaned at me. I know, I know. Clearly, she did know, but I couldn't stop. Charlotte, I said, did you know that Langston Hughes did not like cold weather, the opera Aida, the card game Bridge, or the taste of parsnips? That in 1937, he was a correspondent for Baltimore's Afro-American newspaper during the Spanish Civil War? And when he was the new kid at a high school in a small Illinois town, a boy in class nominated him to be class poet.
I remember that the teacher the day before, in defining what a poet had to possess, had stressed the word rhythm. And I knew that, in my experience, almost all American white people at that time seemed to think that all Negroes could sing and dance and that all of us had a sense of rhythm, sort of conventional belief, you know? So I came to the conclusion that maybe poetry, rhythm, color, me, a Negro, that little boy had thought he must have some rhythm to give a poem. And maybe that's why I was elected the class poet.
And Charlotte, did you know his mother recited classical poetry at home? A teacher introduced him to free verse, the poems of Carl Sandburg and Edna St. Vincent Millay. Did you know Langston Hughes liked the poems of Paul Laurence Dunbar? He liked hot weather, goat's milk, jazz, and lyrical lines. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair. The sweet flypaper of life, a raisin in the sun, crumbs from the tables of joy.
I began to see that poetry could have some connection with life.
Poor Charlotte. I couldn't let Langston Hughes go. Did you know that he wrote one of his most famous poems in only 15 minutes on the back of an envelope when he was just 18?
Wrote it on a train going to Mexico just after I'd graduated from high school. My father lived in Mexico City.
I've known rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
On the train as we crossed the Mississippi River just outside St. Louis, sunset time, I saw this great muddy river flowing down toward the heart of the South, and I began to think about what it had meant to the Negro people in the past.
I told Charlotte that Langston Hughes was a worldly man. Worked on freighters that sailed to the west coast of Africa and to Europe. He traveled to Cuba, Haiti, and other islands in the West Indies. He translated the work of other poets from the French, and Charlotte, from the Spanish.
Alegremente, niños y niñas van cantando en tiempo de la lluvia. Empieza nueva vida, empieza primavera. Por Langston Hughes.
Langston Hughes found poetry in ordinary places and ordinary people. He made finding poetry everywhere seem deceptively simple.
So I pick up my life and take it away on a one-way ticket. Gone up north, gone out west, gone.
I'm Verda Mae Grosvenor, NPR News.
There's more about Langston Hughes on the website, npr.org.